Bless the Lord.
Isn't it wonderful to be in service like this? Make your heart fill with joy. It's a wonderful day for us to come together as children of God to worship our Savior and our soon coming King. Yes, and we are so happy for all those who participate in the service today. Each one has something to say about our Savior who was born in Bethlehem. Our Savior who is a precious gift to all of us. And we are so thankful for that. We heard everything about Christmas and the birth of Christ earlier on. The praise and worship, the scripture reading, the prayers. Oh, and all those who had a testimony to share. I'd like to just share a thanksgiving, thanking the Lord that he has made it possible for me to be here just now. Last night, we experienced a tornado, and I'm so thankful that God has spared our house. It was frightening to look outside and see the things that God has spared us from. And so I'm thankful today that I'm here and not picking up pieces of the house outside, but God has spared us. And we are thankful for that. Praise his wonderful name. God loves all, and his mercies endure it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Bless God.
All generation.
Yes, sure.
Praise God. And we are here rejoicing in the Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. Yes. We heard earlier on that the call was for men. But it's interesting to see that right there in the first verse of Matthew chapter 2, the Word of God tells us, behold, there came three wise men. Praise his wonderful name. From the east to Jerusalem. I like that. Solomon speaks quite a lot about wisdom. And we are so happy that we had wise men coming from the east. Jerusalem. The Word of God tells us also over in Numbers 25 and verse 17 tells us about the star that will be coming from the east and the scepter that the star would be holding, that he is king, he is ruler of all. And that's what I'm so happy about, to know that with all that is taking place around the world, the God that we serve, the Eternal Father, oh yes, he's King of all. And he reigns. He reigns. And I'm happy for that because he has a scepter in his hands. Praise his name. In Numbers, it tells us quite clearly there. And I would encourage you in Numbers 24 and verse 17 to read that portion of scripture there. Yes. Now, let me go take you back to where we were reading from. The scripture says in verse 1 of chapter 2 of Matthew, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. This was promised, as I've just made mention in Numbers 24, verse 17. Today, friends, we have a lot to be thankful for. At this time of the year, we heard from Brother Barker, speaks about gifts, and we heard of others talking about the love of God, and it's all wrapped up in these verses that we have read earlier on. Now, let me spend some time here. Word of God says, wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying what? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? That's what the Word of God tells us in Numbers 24 and 17. Yes, a wise man come out of Jerusalem. We think of David, it's also called a wise man. He too was born in Bethlehem. Likewise, our Savior was born in Bethlehem. Yes, and I do pray that at the end of this service, we will have some wise men that are leading our nations all over the world would rise up and follow Jesus. Yes, wise men from the east to Jerusalem. What did they say in verse 2, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Yes. I'll pause him for a while.
Yes.
Where is he? There are a lot of people all over the world today that are questioning the birth of Jesus Christ. Where is he? If all these things that are happening around us today, how is it that if he's so great and so mighty, how is it that we're having all these kind of things? What I like about this, friends, is to tell you this morning, the God that we serve is eternal. Likewise, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are celebrating today. And thirdly, the blessed Holy Spirit. They are eternal. And they have seen all that is taking place around this little tiny world. That we, as a child, we wondered it was a big world. But today, because of technology, we find that the world is not all that big. Yes, no, we can be with much. Each other just in seconds. Yes. And so we are thankful, praise God, that the King of all kings with a scepter in his hand means that he rules, praise God. And I'm here to tell you today that the King that we are serving about, the Savior that we are talking about, he rules, friends, praise his wonderful name. And you could talk until you drop dead. Jesus Christ is eternal. His Heavenly Father is eternal. And the blessed Holy Spirit is eternal. And we are rejoicing today that Jesus that we are serving is very much alive within our hearts. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. And then we talk about gifts, praise his wonderful name, gifts. Oh, the God that we serve that is eternal, friends, he offers the best gift. The Bible tells us that Jesus is speaking in Matthew chapter 7, and he says here that God, speaking to the multitude along with his disciples, and I like that very much, he said, ask, and it will be given to us. Seek, and we would find. Knock, and it will be opened unto us. But then, this is what I like here. Verse 7. Hear the word of God. Sorry, chapter 7. And the word of God says here, or what man is there of you who, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Verse 10. Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? And oh, I wish you could see me skipping. Verse 11. If ye then, being evil, oh, and that we have all around us today, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more shall your Father, and that is in capital F, know your Father, which is in him, give good gifts to them that ask him, praise his wonderful name.
Yes.
Jesus speaking to the multitude, he started off first with ask, and how much we need to ask God for forgiveness, for failing to serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. And because he loves us so much, friends, he gave us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a babe, in the form of a babe, was brought into this world by a woman called Mary. Oh, and God blessed her womb, and she brought forth a son. And God, the Eternal Father, said that his name would be called Jesus, which means Savior. And he went on to say that was not enough. He says he's also Emmanuel, which means God with us. And I want you to know today, friends, wherever you are in this world, whether you are a governor or a lawyer, or you might be the president of the nation that you now govern, God is real and he is almighty. Praise his wonderful name. And I want you to know, friends, if you are a Pharaoh or you're a Herod, today I am presenting to you, seek God and his righteousness. He says we should love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. There is no other God before me, he says. And you could fly high or fly low. And we notice the planes are coming down now with all the technicians that are going on. And all the crazy things, the ships are now crashing and turning over. And all the cars, the wonderful cars, all these things, the bridges are falling down. But I'm thankful, friends, so thankful. The Word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me take you back to where we are coming from. Matthew chapter 2. I like this very much. Listen. These wise men from the east to Jerusalem, and hear what they said. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? And I'll pause here for a while. Yes, friends, there are many kings around us. There are governors and presidents and lawyers and barristers and all different type of professionals that are around us today. But listen, these wise men, notice what the Word of God says. The wise men from the east to Jerusalem came and saying, where is he that is born, King, capital K, of the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeking for the King of the Jews, which is Christ Jesus? Today, all the testimonies that you have heard, the various songs that we have sang, we want you to know, friends, that Jesus is alive. He is King of all kings. Praise his wonderful name. Yeah. And he is the Savior of just not one or two, but he is the Savior of the world. Praise God. And we are rejoicing today in Jesus, the King of the Jews. And he's not only King of the Jews, but he's King of all men. Praise his name. And I would pause to say, men, women, boys, and girls, we need to stop the foolishness. God created a baby in the womb of Mary, which came forth in the form of a man. Yes. And he is King of all kings. Today, whether you like it or not, we must bow down and serve him. Let me take you back to the scriptures. Listen what the wise men said. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? And then he went on to say, for we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
Amen.
We love to begin our services, whether they are prayer meetings or whether they are gospel meetings or worship service. We love to begin with praise and worship. And we see that these wise men, they said, they came to worship. Praise
Amen.
Is wonderful.
Amen.
They came from the east, which is quite a long, a far journey. Think of that. Saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Why? For we have seen his star coming from the east. Have you ever seen the sun rising from the east in the morning? How beautiful it is. And so it is with our Savior. He is beautiful. We have songs that we love to sing. Oh, he's so beautiful. Oh, he's so gracious. He is the living water. He is the bread of life. Oh, friends, he is the way, the truth. Hallelujah. Oh, how we need to serve him, friends. And I do pray that this is the beginning of a new time for all of us, that we will bow down and serve him in spirit and in truth. Thou shalt have no other God before me. The Lord Jesus Christ is eternal. He's at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making intercession for the entire world, all the governors, all the mayors, all the presidents that are all over the world, all those that are persecuting the children of God, all those that think they are almighty. The Word of God says, friends, God is almighty.
Yes.
He is the God of hosts. Friends, you cannot fight against God. There it is, a tornado came by last night, and so many homes are being destroyed just by a puff of wind. That's the God we serve, and I want all our fearers and our heralds to understand today that God is almighty. Praise his wonderful name. And we need to bow down like the wise men and worship him. Praise his wonderful name. For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Let us worship him, friends, in spirit and in truth. I must close here. So much to say. So much to say. But then, friends, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yes.
And we love to sing the song. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today.
Yes.
You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. He lives within the heart of the people that testify today of the goodness of God. He lives within the hearts of many all over the world today that are being persecuted for Christ. Today, friends, why not? Listen to what the Word of God says here again. There came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Let me take you to Matthew, and I'm going to close on this. There's so much to say, but I want to close on this note. The Word of God tells us, friends, in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus speaking to the multitude. Now we're talking about Jesus now, not baby Jesus. We're talking about the Jesus that is interceding for all men today. Praise his wonderful name. Because his mercies endure it to all generations.
Yes.
The Word of God tells us, friends, in Matthew chapter 7, here the Word of God says, and I want to emphasize this because I'm going to close on this note this day. Listen what Jesus is speaking now to the multitude, and this is what he says here. Or what man, Sister Barbara, been asking for the mate? Jesus said here, or what man, verse 9, is there of you, who if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? And hallelujah, I wish you could see me dancing when I reach this verse each time. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto their children, how much more shall your capital F Father, which is in heaven, give good gifts? Notice what kind of gifts he's giving, not the little monkey gifts that we're giving. To give good gifts, good things to them and ask him.
Amen.
Would you invite the gift of the world? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish. What a gift, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
Friend, what a gift the Eternal Father gives to the world today, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. How many will accept that gift today? How many would embrace this gift today?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I receive your gift that I can have not just life, but everlasting life. It is for all, friends. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. Praise
Thank you, Lord.
And
he's
not only King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he reigns. He has a scepter in his hands, which means
Hallelujah.
That he rules over the entire world today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Men, be wise and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and have everlasting life. Let us pray. This is what. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that as a people, we could come together to worship. Praise his wonderful name. I like that word, worship. As the word of God says, we should worship him in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. And this is what I'm going to say now to the church. Take you to Revelation.
Praise God.
Yeah. As we close. He could not close. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16. And I, Jesus, have sent mine angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. I read this, friends, because I want you to know that as a church, we need to talk about Jesus. We sing the chorus, let's talk about Jesus, for he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. This is what the Word of God says. I am the root and the offspring of David and the breath and bright and morning star. Jesus is saying this, John, on the Isle of Patmos. Praise God. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. Praise his wonderful name.
Amen.
Brethren, as a church, this is what John is writing to the church today. Read that chapter. We have the task in this generation to let the world know that the Jesus that we serve, he too was born in Bethlehem. Praise his name, like Jesus, like David. And the bright and morning star is, would you let him shine the way for you to the path of everlasting life? Let us pray. Heavenly Father,
amen.
We thank you for the bright and morning star, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are rejoicing today because you have the scepter in your hand and you are wearing the crown. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we pray that every ruler of the different generations and the different nations of this world will come and bow down like the wise men, because we come to worship and to praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray for all people of the world today. You are not willing that any should perish, or that all should have everlasting life. Breathe now, bread of God, over this entire world of ours that you spoke and said, let there be light. And there was light.
Take
this world that is walking in darkness. Point them to the way, because you are the light of the world. Praise his name.
Amen.
Grant souls today, we pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That there will be many wise men and women coming to worship the Lord and Savior of our life today.
Amen.
Father, move, we pray in a special way. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory in your precious name. And our dear Pastor Henry, we take up from here and continue with this message. Praise his wonderful name. And I pray that as the end of the service, many will be giving themselves over to the Savior of the world as a gift. Oh, give yourself as a gift to the Lord today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Siani. Thank you. I think you will have to continue this message some other time, because I see that you're full of matter. And the one thing I love is that you said that every Herod shall bow their knees.
Yes.
So we give God thanks. We give God thanks. We cannot comment anymore, because Pastor Henry, we want you to have your time. We're going to ask Sister Henry to just allow us to. It's Christmas. It's Jesus. It's about Jesus. And we can never finish talking about him. And Brother Terence Bailey is now going to bring a solo. And Brother Bailey, you have sung so much about Jesus. And if you take a minute to say what he means to you and give us the solo, then right after that, Pastor Daniel Henry, please have the time you want to bring us your portion. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What Christmas means to me now is not what Christmas meant to me when I was much younger. Yeah, when I was younger, we followed a band, we danced in the street, we had Christmas food and everything, all the ham and the sorrel and the sarsaparilla and everything. But that's not Christmas. Christmas is about Jesus.
And amen.
For the Lord as my Savior, I know the difference between then and now.
Mm-hmm.
my life has been changed because of Jesus, and that's why I love him so.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There was room in a manger one beautiful night. Room for an infant with stars twinkled bright. Over the stable where God's only son humbly his life here on earth had begun. There was room, room, room in a manger room for the heavenly stranger. Jesus, come into my heart to abide, though I'm unworthy with thee to reside. There is room, 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 room in my heart for Jesus. There was room in the heart of the penitent child, burdened with sin and by evil defiled. Gladly the Christ of the manger comes in, cleansing and making the heart free from sin. There was room in the world, there is room in the world for a wonderful Lord, gracious, compassionate, true to his word. Truly a room for himself he has made, wonderful Savior with glory arrayed. There was room, room, room in a manger room for the heavenly stranger. Jesus, come into my heart to abide, though I'm unworthy with thee to reside. There is room, 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 room in my heart for Jesus. There was room, room, room in a manger room for the heavenly stranger. Jesus, come into my heart to abide, though I'm unworthy with thee to reside. There is room, 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 room in my heart for Jesus.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bailey. Over to you, Pastor.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We are so glad to be involved in this service where we can hear so much different expression.
Amen.
Speaking to the reality of the coming into the world of Jesus at the time he did. And something must have happened to each and every one of us who have expressed our thought in regards to the birth of Jesus and what the whole thing means to us. Something must have happened somewhere in our lives for us to be able to respond the way we did. And it is here that I want to thank the Lord for every contribution that has been made so far in this service, every expression concerning the birth of our Lord and how much he has meant to all of us. I want to give God thanks for the praise and worship, which we seem to take center stage right now. And we are going to hear more about that part of it. And we want to give God thanks for his goodness and his presence with us, and how much he is watching this service, this particular service right now, and every single one of us who are here. Thank God for the Youth Corner. Little Maya, bless God for her contribution, and we look forward to the growth of this young lady in the church. We praise the Lord. Give God glory for his servant who have ministered earlier, and we trust that you have received that message. It means a whole lot to all of us. and I'm looking forward to hear more from him on it. And I, too, have my contribution that I'm going to make there. But bless the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord. God is good. And I believe he's good all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thanks, Sister Barbara, for leading us so far in the service. And we trust that we will finish it on the high note of giving God the praise and the glory that he deserves. Let's get back to the passage that was read earlier on. Pastor deal with it in a very strong way, and I'm going to share my part on it as well. Matthew tells us about the wise men who came and asked a question. This is the first thing that they ask. Where is he? And I believe to all of us here, this is a challenge, not only to God's people, but also to all of us. But it is more challenging to God's people because of who the wise men asked the question. The religious set of the day, the people in Jerusalem, King Herod and the people that were there. And the interesting thought is that after asking this question, it was met with opposition. Because the word tells us that all Jerusalem and Herod were troubled as a result of the question. They were troubled. They were in opposition to the fact that a king would come to replace Herod. Because the question is, where is he that is born king of the Jews? And I say the question is challenging to all of us here. And I say for a very, very important reason. And the reason is this. If the wise men came to your house and mine and asked that question, would they see Jesus in any manifest way in our home? Or would they see Jesus in us? The songwriter said, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. Would the wise men see evidence of Jesus in our home or in us? That's the challenging question. And I'm saying to all of us here that we need to take this passage of Scripture extremely seriously. Because it speaks truth to the design of God in him working out his eternal purpose as we see it. We discover that these wise men, and I don't know the composition. It could be three, it could be six, it could be a dozen. These wise men, they have traveled over 800 miles to this point when they ask the question. Over 800 miles they have been traveling, following the star for one purpose. For one purpose. What is that purpose? When they asked the question, they gave the reason for them being there. For we have seen his star, and we have come to worship him. That's the reason why they travel all this distance. In this church, if you happen to be here long enough, it certainly will not take you any time to discover that we cherish praise and worship. In all our meetings, be it on Monday and Sunday mornings or on Tuesday nights, we deliberately build in our meetings a section where we dedicated to the Lord to worship him. We dedicate worshiping the Lord as a very main feature in all our services, because we consider it that important to all of us. And so when we come together to have our meetings, we all join in a moment of worship and praise, because we want to give God the first place in our services. And so here, worship and praise is something that we have at our center stage as far as the Lord is concerned. And when we look and see what they say here, we have seen his star and we have come. Over 800 miles they have been traveling to worship him. How disappointing it must have been to them that the king, by way of revelation and by way of reading the star, as wise men studying the heavenly bodies, they were convinced that the king of the Jews was born, and the star gave them direction as they follow it, and it leads them in the direction of King's house in Jerusalem. But not to stop there, because that's not where the child was born. They have to move on another six miles to Bethlehem in order to find where the child was born. And how interesting it is, says, as we look at this passage and we are concentrating on the birth of our Lord Jesus, the wise men, after finished talking to Herod in his wrath, he was the one who went inside and asked his associates, his wise men, where should the child be born? And they rolled the scrolls and they found out that Jesus was supposed to be born in Bethlehem of Judea, because Micah had prophesied that a long time ago. And having heard that, the wise men move on, and the word tells us that this star started to move along with them until the star came and stopped over where the young child was. They came to worship. Amen. We are here,
amen,
to worship.
Yes.
We are here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Revelation tells us that. Revelation 19. It is still wise people who seek Jesus. It is still wise people who seek Jesus. And the wise men came. And I like what the word tells us here in this passage. He said, the word said, they fell down on their knees, that is, and they bowed their heads till their forehead touched the ground. That is what it is meant by that particular posture. Until their forehead touch the ground before the infant. In an atmosphere of worship. Worship cannot be overemphasized as far as God's people are concerned. Because the minute you see the King, the minute I see the King in my spirit, the minute by faith I grab hold of him and says, my Lord, I have committed myself to worship. You have committed yourself to worship. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But what I like also about the wise men, it is not only that their posture in worship and their determination in recognizing the Savior and worshiping, but the gifts that they brought also carries great significance. The meaning of the gifts that they presented mean a whole lot to us. The three gifts that were mentioned there as they came to worship: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It's not just something that they grab hold of and say, we have to carry something for Jesus. These choices are deliberate on the part of God as far as his revelation is concerned to these wise men. And the gold that they brought and presented to him. And I want us to realize something here. They came to worship Jesus, not Mary or Joseph. They came to worship Jesus. Any institution, any company who elevate Mary to a status of worship are doing something contrary to what the Bible says. They came to worship the infant. They came to worship the child, not Mary. As wonderful as Mary was, Mary was not getting attention of worship. It was Jesus that was getting that attention. Yeah. And so the first gift that they brought, gold, or they presented gold, speaks to his kingship. That indeed, as much as he's a child, he's a king. He was born king. Yeah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He was born king, and therefore it guarantees their decision to worship him. It is the King of the Jews who requires worship. And they were there to show that they have recognized this by way of revelation and by way of studying the heavenly body. And why, if he is a king, he was not born in Jerusalem, but instead in Judea, in Bethlehem? Why is he born in Bethlehem? Bethlehem is the least among the nation. Bethlehem was the poorest among the nation. Bethlehem was looked down on among the nation. And it is there that the King of Kings was born. And the gift of gold speaks to the fact that he is indeed king and requires worship. So we ask the question, were they wrong to worship him? I said no. Because even God the Father prescribe that he should be worshipped.
Amen.
This is what God said in Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 6. And again, when he bringeth his first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him. Imagine God, the Father, saying this to the heavenly bodies. Mary holding Jesus in her arms looked like any other child. And God the Father is saying to not any angel, not fallen angels here, but he is talking to the holy angels of God. He said, all of you, fall down and worship the infant in Mary's arm. Just like how these wise men, they came to worship him. And here is God himself. He's saying, let all the angels of God worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not yet made his mark on life in terms of affecting other people around him. Only an infant. And in truth, he was affecting the world. The Father declared that he should be worshipped. And then this gift that they present was frankincense. Frankincense, which speaks of his deity, which speaks of him not only being an infant, him not only being a king of kings, but in fact speaks of his divinity. John in his writing, you remember John chapter 1, said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was God. John went on to declare that there was nothing that was made that was not made by him. The frankincense speaks of his divinity and his holiness. Choice gifts, not just any gift, but gift that speaks to the truth of the life of this infant. And what did God have to say in regards to his divinity? Let's look again at Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. But unto the Son, God said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. God the Father addressing Jesus the infant as God. God the Father looking on the infant, just like all these wise men went, saw him, present to him gift of frankincense, which speaks of his deity, his holiness, his righteousness. God is here saying, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness shall be the scepter of thy kingdom. And the third gift that they brought and presented to him was the gift of myrrh. What does that represent? The gift of myrrh speaks to the sacrifice. The sacrifice that he has come to deliver. Himself as a sacrifice. Speak of the death on Calvary. So, let's go back a minute. The gift of gold speaks to his kingship. His kingship. He is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. The frankincense speaks of his divinity. He is divine. God the Father sanctioned that in Hebrews. And what we have here now is that the same person, Jesus, as the wise men portray through their gifts, is going to die for the redemption of humanity. Hence, they present to him the gift of myrrh, which means an embalmment is going to take place in his body at some point. The three areas of identity, of identifying who this man is, were portrayed by the wise men. And you will remember, right through Jesus' life, he faces what is called an identity crisis. From day one, it plagued his ministry right through, to the extent that Jesus himself had to ask his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He had to ask the question because it continued to plague his ministry right through. But God will have it that from day one, he stamped his identity through the gifts that was brought to the infant by these wise men. Where is he? And when you read St. John chapter 20, St. John chapter 19, when you read St. John chapter 19, verse 39, listen to what it says. And there came also Nicodemus, which at first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, 100 pound weight, then took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jew is buried. From day one, God said, this child is going to require this particular gift to place upon his body in the tomb, to keep it so that resurrection on Sunday will take place without his body face any form of decomposition. They brought the type of gift that speak truth to Jesus' life. And so when they travel that distance and reaches Jerusalem and ask the most important question, where is he, being compelled in themselves to worship this important figure? Now we know why. It is all laid out there before us. Now we know why. The wise men came to worship him. When you and I are here in the service today, our mission is the same. We are here not so much to hear one another, but we are here to worship him. To worship him. And my brother and my sister, if we miss worshiping Jesus from our lives, we need to start to look again in the scriptures, because every child of God is committed to this purpose, to worship the true and living God. I like Matthew 28, that says, the disciples, when Jesus came from the tomb, and Jesus met them in Galilee, the word tells us that when they saw him, they worshiped him. And that is what I want all of us here today to walk away from, with. I want you to walk away with the attitude and the mindset of the wise men. The attitude and the mindset of the wise men. And that is, we have come to worship him. Can you find that in your heart? Can you see who Jesus is? Can you see what God has done for humanity? And fall down on your knees and worship. Father, we bless your name.
Amen.
We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for enlightening our hearts through your word. We thank you for the focus that is here right now on the man called Jesus. We thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your mercy towards us. What you did in order to redeem us back to yourself, we are extremely and eternally grateful. Yes, repeated so many times today, it's worthwhile repeating again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, that we will prepare our lives in such a way that the question should ask, where is Jesus? In our lives as individuals, in our homes, there will be the evidence. There will be the evidence of him living in our home, are living in our lives, that the wise men would not have to walk away, but they would worship right there. We pray, God, that every person who comes to these meetings that we are having here through on this platform will identify for themselves that Jesus is among us, that Jesus is in the midst of us, that Jesus is here and needs to be worshipped. We look to you, Lord God, that you will continue to inspire our hearts as we wait upon you, giving you thanks. In Jesus' name.